The White House Report.
The confirmed cases of coronavirus deaths in this country have surpassed 200,000. That is, President Trump is still not wearing a mask and is calling for doctors and hospitals and other health organizations not to test as much, with this deadly pandemic still in effect, having its grip on this nation. Kelly McEnany, the White House press secretary, responds to the surpassing of the 200,000 mark and the fact that it's keeping the president up at night.
The president throughout this pandemic has done just that. He has said before that it keeps him up at night thinking of even one life lost. This president has taken this incredibly seriously. And what he's done is he's worked harder. Each and every day, he works hard, puts his head down. And I think that's very evident in the administration's historic response, the largest mobilization of the private sector since World War II, the fact that we got working therapeutics delivered to the American people, the fact that a vaccine, frankly, this will be the fastest pace for a vaccine for a novel pathogen in history as we seek to reach that goal by the end of the year. That's what the president does. He takes this seriously. And the fact that you've seen the fatality rate that has fallen 85% since April, and the fact that only 1.5% of emergency room visits are now people sick with COVID is a real testament to the hard work done by the task force and President Trump.
A reminder, the deadly pandemic of the coronavirus is to blame for this current recession where we're staving off a depression. This coronavirus outbreak is also to blame for the disproportionate number of African Americans and Latinos who are contracting and dying from the disease. April Ryan, AURN News.